Today, in a very special way, I invite all of you to keep in your intention this morning at this Mass. As we all pray for more vocations to the consecrated life, religious life, missionary life, and holy priesthood. As we just heard this beautiful passage, let us continue to pray for the Church, all the way from Pope Francis to you, the faithful, the Church. Let us continue to pray for one another. Yesterday I had to serve at Our Lady of the Valley, Gloverville, because some of the priests, as is the case in our diocese and many other places, they're wearing more than one hat, meaning they have more than one job. And we need more priests. We need more men and women who are courageous to serve God in this capacity. And priests and sisters come from your family. I come from an ordinary family. But as we continue to pray, as we continue to trust, we know that the Heavenly Father will not leave us orphaned. He will take care of all of us. But we must pray and we must ask Him to send us more people to serve His Church. I want to point out this attitude of Peter, especially when he tells Jesus, "Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing." He's pretty much saying, "Can I do this my way? I am the fisherman here, you are the preacher, I know what I'm doing." Oftentimes we have the same attitude with God. We think we know it all, but not really. He is God, we're not. Especially in prayer, we want to tell God, "Hey, you are the miracle worker, how about help me win the lottery and stay out of my sight?" But notice his attitude. Even though he said, "Hey, I'm the fisherman here and I know what I'm doing, but I will do it. I will lower the nets." His obedience. And this is what you and I, the Church, are called to do. Even though sometimes we have different skills, and we all do, praise God, but when God is calling us to do something for Him and His Church, we ask for the grace, so like Peter, we may say, "Okay, fine, I'll do it." Surrendering to God's will. My dear friends, sometimes we're pressing in on Jesus like the crowds did. We have to lower our nets and invite Him into our boat, into our life, into our family, and yes, into our Church, because a lot of cleansing needs to be happening daily. Cleansing in the confessional, in the liturgy, in the sacraments, whatever. Not just here in St. Mary's, but I'm talking about the Universal Church. Let us invite Christ into our boat. As we do that, He's asking us to lower the nets. The net of pride. The net of envy. And really, the net of wanting to do it my way. Of wanting to do things the way I want it. God is God, and He can do all things. It is beautiful to see that Peter was able to recognize Jesus in saying, "Okay, fine, I will lower the nets." He was able to recognize who Jesus was. He was the Master, He was God. But on the same page, Jesus recognizes who Peter is. He knows that he is capable from being a fisher of fishes to become a fisher of souls. Jesus sees that, and he recognizes that this man is capable of more. The question for all of us, do we recognize Jesus? Do we realize that he is truly present in this blessed sacrament? Even if you, let's say just that, we all believe it, but he doesn't need our faith to remain there. Not even my faith. Even if you believe in that he's truly present or not, he is there. Even if I believe it or not, he is there. Even the Pope says, I don't think he is truly present in the Eucharist. Of course, he's not saying that. I'm just explaining. But what a fascinating thing it is. He is there. He is there. Do we recognize that? Do we recognize who Jesus is? And do we realize that he is capable of doing all things? Therefore, if you are tired, exhausted, anxious, depressed, whatever, life is difficult. I invite all of you, all of us, including myself, we have to lower our nets and come to Jesus to give us rest. We have to plunge in, we have to go deep into the waters of grace to allow ourselves to be cleansed, in order to recognize who Jesus is and what he is doing for all of us and what he wants to do through all of us, his church. Lower the nets. Do we recognize who Jesus is? Because Jesus recognizes who you are. He knows who we are. And he knows what we are capable of doing. For that, he is inviting all of us to lower the nets, to get into his boat, to invite him into our boat, which is his life, our life in him, so that we can do more, so that we can nurture more vocations to the holy priesthood, to the consecrated life, to holy matrimony, so that we may continue to grow in holiness. Let us ask our Blessed Mother to help us to be there, to ask God to help us to surrender, and like Peter, to say, okay, I will do as you're asking me to do. I don't understand it. I don't like it. Doing God's will is kind of tough. But I will do it. It's not an option. I'm doing it because this is what I want. And more than anything, because this is what my God wants me to do, I'm doing it out of love. So may our Blessed Mother help us to say yes, to follow him. And my dear friends, I think I have an enemy at the office. Her name is HP 2400, the printer. I was trying to print a prayer for vocations. Long story short, it kept giving me all different messages. But she's not going to win. So I'm going to use my phone. I usually don't use this. But I have taken screenshots to give you to pray the prayer for vocations. It's a beautiful prayer. I got it from the USCCB, United States Conference of Catholic Bishops. You can go online, and it's, I think, prayer number 7. They have 40 different prayers. So, as I asked at the beginning, please let us continue to pray for more vocations. And if you don't know how to do it, there's 40 different options on the webpage. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, all generations call you blessed. Hail Mother of God, when asked by the angel to bear the Son of the Most High, filled with faith, you responded, let it be done unto me. Holy Mother of Jesus, at the wedding feast of Cana, you prompted your Son to perform his first sign. Be with us as we discern our life's work, and guide us in the way we are called to follow in the footsteps of your Son. Holy Mother of the Savior, at the foot of the cross, you mourned the death of your only Son. Bless and embrace the loving parents of all priests deacons, brothers, and sisters. Holy Mother of the Good Shepherd, turn your motherly care to this nation. Intercede for us to the Lord of the harvest, to send more laborers to the harvest in this land dedicated to your honor. Queen of Peace, mirror of justice, health of the sick, inspire vocations in our time. Let the word of your Son be made flesh anew in the lives of persons anxious to proclaim the good news of everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please stand. I believe.